Blog Talk Radio.
If I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that'll hurt you and you say. I don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Rides like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
I was having one of my I miss Lay Down moments, and
And I'm not going to deny any longer. They are the best fucking couple in the whole wide world. Hi, before I forget, this is called The Daytime After Dark. And the number to call in tonight is 347-850-8721. And before I bring on the callers and my co-hosts, I just want to say tonight, let's try not to interrupt people or talk over each other, because sometimes people really sound like The View on drugs or something. I'm going to bring on my co-host first and then on the other calls.
Hello?
Hello, you.
Hello. I haven't been watching General Hospital, so I really don't know what's going on there. So the only one that I'm really loving right now is, like, One Life to Live, you know, which is getting really good, you know, and it's a shame that that one was part of the chopping, whatever, you know what I mean? It's like, it needs to
I know, exactly.
Needs to come at the 11th hour. If not, if anything, to save One Life to Live, because that show has been doing really darn good.
Exactly. Okay, I am going to bring on other calls, but remember, are going to try and not talk over each other tonight, because that is really bad, people. And I'm talking about me too. But if you want to call and get your opinion on anything, please do not hesitate to call in. Are you on the air with us?
Hello?
Amy?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Hey, well, so what are you up to?
Oh, nothing. I'm sitting in front of a gym.
Oh, well, I love
and I'm eating ice cream. Isn't that funny?
I mean, pieces. Peanut butter cup.
That's funny. Okay. That's really hilarious.
What's going on?
Amy, because you know this, Vivian, because I hardly got any sleep. If I forget my own name tonight, it's not my fault. It's my sleep pattern's fault.
But all I gotta say is,
I saw the liaison scene from that Friday, the 6th or whatever it was, or whatever. And I'm sorry, people, after seeing those scenes together and rewinding them for like 10, 15 minutes, that was not Clouseau. You know what, the fan base, if you want to see Clouseau, why don't you look at your own other couple if that needs to be looked at, because that is ridiculous for, you know, people say, oh, they got Clouseau. I didn't see Clouseau.
Oh, that's bullshit. That's bullshit. Yeah. They're running scared is what they're doing, and they're trying to discourage us any way they think they can. So they'll say whatever. It doesn't matter what they say anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you know what? To clear another thing up, people, Gavin did write for Liaison. You know, he's not there to give the other couple, no. He's there to...
Hey, Carly.
Maybe he's there to... Huh?
Yeah.
Carly, can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're fading in and out. He didn't just come to GH. He's been at GH for a very long time.
Yep.
He's been there for like 15, 17 years or something like that. He knows the history of the characters. He's been through writer after writer, actor after actor, and he knows the scope. I don't think he's going to put up with Fonz's bullshit. I really don't. I don't think he's going to be that way. I really don't.
I know, I'm thinking that
yeah,
too.
That's
he wrote
right.
some really good. He wrote some really good scenes with Jason and Liz back when
yes,
they had
he did.
Their.
And I heard that he was. I read that he was behind some of the Night of Passion between Jason and
really?
Elizabeth.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And that he was the breakdown writer for the recent Jason and Elizabeth scenes. So.
Yep. Really?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a good sign right
so,
there.
He also wrote good for Lucky and Sam.
Oh, you did
so,
when it was Greg Vaughn's Lucky, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
He wrote him
wow.
good.
Yeah, yep. those are some pretty good. I was liking Sam when she was with Lucky. I was really loving Lucky and Sam, you know?
I know, they were so good. Together.
Yeah.
They could have gone really far with that couple, but no, they turned to do whatever Miss Monaco and Mr. Franz wanted. It's clear as day
like,
that that's what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you have to because Franz, because I think somebody needs to be in charge that knows how to be creative, that been there in the kind of, you know, even though he's acted in like Santa Barbara, but you need somebody that really knows the business, that really
yes.
is an entertainer,
mm-hmm.
that is an entertainment.
So,
like, you know,
so anybody saying,
yeah, that
anybody,
understands. Yeah, that understands the genre and cares about the audience because
exactly.
if you don't have that,
but,
then that, look at what
you know,
happened.
The naysayers or that other couple, whatever, saying
yeah,
that
yeah.
they brought him on for this and that. He's been there for a long time. And
yeah.
He's known Jason and Elizabeth since day one. You know what I mean?
Since day one. Way before Sam was there. Way before Sam was there. You
way
know,
before
he came
Sam.
In,
way before
he
Courtney.
Came in
way
when
before
Courtney.
Yes. Way, way,
you
way
know?
Before Dante and everything else. So
yeah. And it's
I
so
just,
funny when
I was in the Walmart and I didn't stop to read the magazine, but a picture of Jax and Brenda are on the cover and it says GH prepares to get rid of two of its finest or something like that. Two of their best or whatever.
Yeah.
Actors. Yeah. So I believe she's gonna go too.
Yep, and you know what? Yeah, the thing I don't get, and I am going to probably get in trouble when I say this, but that's okay, I don't care. You know, I could give a rat's ass if it's Kirby Monaco's fucking birthday today, because when it came Elizabeth's birthday, did they say anything? No.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
You know,
and
not just...
Exactly.
Wow,
that was the General Hospital
like...
Facebook page or something like that. They mentioned Jonathan Jackson's birthday. They even mentioned Scott Reeves' birthday. They were not, you know, they were really quick to jump on Rebecca Hearst is, you know, really ill, but to wish her a happy birthday, no. Of course, she gets run over. You know what I mean? But that's all dictated by Franz anyway. So I'm
you
not
know,
even
isn't
bothered
it
going
so
there
sad
anymore.
That Becky is Becky is the most loyal. Is the most loyal worker there, you know?
I know.
And Kelly Kelly's just throwing fits and getting her way, and you have Rebecca just being the best employer that she possibly can be, you know.
Exactly. She doesn't
and then she gets
play favoritism.
Treated like
she never ever plays favoritism. She's never
you
know what I mean. She talks about all her potential pairings or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
and the thing with Rebecca
just,
is that she has, one thing I like, one thing that is that Rebecca could be with anybody. She could be in anybody's storyline and it's good, but Kelly has not even been in the storyline all on her own, as opposed to Becky. That's where the acting, because Kelly's just a one note. I saw the movie that she was in. Well, I watched it, the Hallmark thing, but she was hardly ever in it. I wanted to watch it because it seemed like a good movie, and I knew she was going to hardly be in it. But she's a one note actor. Basically, it was just Sam Nicole in a red dress. You know what I mean? She was being a little bitchy in that movie,
you
too.
You couldn't pay me to watch her, but anyway, I don't really I don't really care. I don't think
I
don't understand how she gets away with the stuff that she pulls and the stuff that she says, and why everybody pimps her is just beyond me and kisses her ass. It's just,
you know, I will say this on air tonight. People, Liaison is coming. Zick's alive. You know, we are getting our cover back. We are so getting our cover back. And everyone that, you know, is wanting to be negative, you know?
You know how I feel like we waited 10 years. I feel like these 4 years have been 20 years is what I feel like.
Oh, I know. I know.
Yeah, I know.
We waited a long time. And Mr. Guzzo was supposed to give it to us, but I guess he got fired. And maybe Bronze will say, well, it was Guzzo's idea, but I won't ever believe that.
Yeah, right. I know.
So,
exactly. And, you know, I'm done with the message boards people, except for Amy's message board, because at least with that, it's not all the sports said, and it's not all the naysayers who said shit. I mean, I get mad at OTN sometimes, you know, even though, you know, I like a lot of people on there, but, you know, I just hate it when they bring shit over from DD. That's ridiculous.
Oh, I know. They always blow things out of proportion, and then they have a certain poster there. I'm not going to name names, but she always breaks it down and turns it negative every single time. It doesn't matter what it is. Always bad for Jason and Elizabeth. Always. And now that things are starting to turn around and the spoilers are not even saying that other couple's name and more Liz this, Liz that. They're like, oh, this doesn't mean blah, blah, blah. They're working their way back to Lucky and Liz and all this other stuff. And
they just
aggravate me. And if you try to say that there's this thread on there, wishful thinking thread, where you're supposed to be wishful and think and, you know, theorize about what's going to happen or whatever and be happy and people that believe that they're coming. But no, every other post is negative bullshit, and it just chases everybody away. I feel bad for the mod because they don't deserve that, you know? I mean, all their spoiler threads are just loaded with negative crap and talk of that other couple. It's like, I didn't come to a Jason and Sam board, did I, by mistake?
Know.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very discouraging.
Well,
and
you know, I go on to the ABC message boards. The only reason why I go on there is because there's that, I love the rebuttal, I love how we get them back. I love the remarks
I love tweeting facts or dialogue from Jason and Elizabeth.
I love that, backing it up with
scenes and photos and video and YouTube stuff. It's just like, see, they were there way before her. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I know.
Yeah, so, I mean, it doesn't make sense what's, you know, going on. And, you know, the thing is, you know, our couple, we've waited. It wasn't like, oh, we got our couple for a very long time, so we should be satisfied. No. This couple, we've only had a little glimpse of our couple.
I know. How many years have Jason and Liz been? They've been, how many years is it going on now?
Almost 12.
I mean, come on. I mean, I think we're the only fan base that's been treated like shit. You know,
we deserve. We're the only one that has to beg for scenes. We're the only one that has
on every channel.
I'm fired. Ridiculous. Everybody played a role in that, but a lot of Jason and Elizabeth fans were involved in that. Because that just was right.
With
that good firing and shit.
Oh.
I know a lot of people were involved in that, but I'm sure many of them were Jason and Elizabeth fans. Many of them were.
I'm sure that was one of the reasons. What came to my mind when Carly told me, I was like, oh, my God, Jason and Elizabeth, you know, we're not going to have him anymore. I'm like, no way in hell am I going to be treated like this. That was the first thing that came into my mind was like, shit, here we go. Now they're really getting back at us or doing something, you know. It's like, come on. They really hate us, you know.
And I just don't understand it because we bring in the fans. We have the fans. Bring in the ratings, but they refuse to do it.
You guys, we have other callers. Hold on.
Oh, cool.
Hi, 6-0, you on the air?
Finally.
Oh.
Hi.
I've been waiting. So, I saw the whole takedown of Lisa. Hallelujah.
The what? Oh, was it good today, General Hospital? What happened? What happened?
Oh, my gosh. It was so sweet the way Robin had it.
Robin put the smackdown on Lisa,
Oh, so I got to go YouTube. Okay, is it really good?
Let's put it this way. What's her name who plays Robin, I'm blanking
Kimberly?
Kimberly. Yeah. She went on YouTube, and she openly said that she wished she had gotten a few karate kicks to the head into Lisa.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she openly said that she wished she'd gotten a few kicks to the head into Lisa.
I'm so glad Lisa's getting what she deserves. This damn bitch. She's even bringing Christina, Sunny's daughter. Sunny's daughter, of all people, getting her hands on the bus.
It was so worth watching. Go on.
Yeah, I know.
Go
I'm going to go next.
Watch tonight's GH. It was so worth it. I've been wanting to see the takedown of Lisa for the longest time.
Okay, now. You're making me want to go on there right now. Okay.
it was just so perfect.
They're going to kill
it was almost
Lisa
as good. It was almost as good as the season finale of House this evening.
Of who? I haven't. No, don't, because I'm over 5 weeks behind on that show, so I haven't been caught up yet.
Let me put it this way. I hear Fox may not be renewing the show, and that's a good thing in this case, because I don't think they could possibly top this season's ending. There's no way. It was perfect in character to House. It was the best.
House, you know what? I'm like 5 weeks behind on that show, so I don't even know what's happening.
House, I love House.
I do too.
You know what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love you, Lori. I love you to death.
The way they handled the finale on House was just priceless. And the best part is, I could see the wheels in his head turning right before he did what he did. I knew what he was going
to
do.
Now you're making my wheels turn. I'm going to have to go watch.
Don't spoil it. I gotta watch the one tonight.
I won't. Let me tell you, it was spectacularly over the top. But
you know what? That reminds me. I better double check if I have it. I'm DVRing it.
If my kids ever mess that show up,
but don't worry,
no problem.
Listen, Fox does have House on their website. You can watch the full episode.
Is he okay? The last I saw House, I forgot. It's been so long.
Someone's leaving House at the end of the season. That lady, I don't remember her name, but she's out.
I didn't see anything of that, but I did. Let me tell you, it was a very good episode, and it was worth. It was like right up there with some of my favorite movies.
Really?
Okay.
I have a question now.
I won't spoil it.
That Greg House has now gone to a whole new level. He is now up there with Madea.
I have a question regarding House now. I'm like 5 weeks behind. Do I have to? Is the episodes leading up to the finale, so I really have to watch the past episode?
No, not really.
Okay.
Because finale.
You should
finale.
Watch last week's because last yeah. week's was really good too.
Okay. Okay.
Finale,
yeah, it was really good.
When it comes to the finale, really, unless you're following the whole house cutting relationship.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, I have been watching that show since day one. I absolutely love it.
I was really wanting, you know, that he was on a British show called Wooster or something with his buddy in real life. I was waiting for him to come on that show once. But I would love to see his friend on there. I forgot what the name of that British comedy was, but he was on that for a while. And I think he's really good friends with the guy. And I was waiting for him to come on House. Eves and Wooster,
anyway,
I think it was called.
Anyway, back to GH for a minute. That Lisa chick is supposed to be killed off.
Oh,
and
good.
Did you know that
Lisa.
Elizabeth is supposed to be a suspect?
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Oh,
that's
wow.
Been a rumor that's been a rumor for a very long time. That she's supposed to kill
Jason's
someone.
Well, Jason's going to have to come in and protect her is all I got to say.
Well, all
that she's
I
supposed
say
to kill
is,
someone.
But, well,
right now,
Lisa's in custody, so it's going to have to be interesting to see how she gets killed off if she's in custody in the PCP right now. But then again, we have seen things happen in the PCP before, like the time when Lulu stole a gun and went away.
Yeah.
there's
a few rumors that I've heard since I last talked to Carly. Is that there's supposed to be a marriage of convenience coming up that will be a shocker. Like, you won't even...
Oh, okay.
Yes, you won't even... You'll never guess who it's going to be. Never.
But we already have one marriage
A marriage of convenience on General Hospital. I have
my own theory, but I'm not going to say on the air.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Oh, Carly, what was that about... When I look up the information for you for the show, I noticed that you mentioned that you were going to have one of the actors from GH on the show. It was, what's her name, who played, who played Molly. Yeah, the actress who played Molly. That was the last information I saw.
I know who you're talking about, but I can't think of the name either.
Yeah, but she was supposed to be on the show. At least you said she was supposed to be on the show when...
Haley Poulos? Is it Haley Poulos?
Yeah.
I've had her on the show, you guys. He really is nice. I mean, I like her, but you know what? In my opinion, Molly, and this is just my opinion, Molly could leave with Alexis at any time, but please keep Christina on there because I'm a big Ethan and Christina fan. So,
Well,
Elizabeth
is supposed to get
involved
with
Christina,
helping Christina. I know
that. Ethan and Christina, you know what that reminds me of in a weird way? It kind of reminds me of Luke and Laura, but without Ethan being the rapist.
Well, yeah, because Laura was like 17. Wasn't Laura like 17 when he met? He was like 28 or something,
right? And really, Ethan and Christina are about the same age that Luke and Laura were. I think that's why
Ethan is a little bit younger, isn't he?
Guys,
bit younger.
Guys, I'm
going to
put the phone out the window. You might hear the band coming up the street. They're practicing. Hold on a minute.
Oh, really? Okay.
You know, yeah, I mean, I love Christina Ethan. And you know what? I just hope Sunny.
We
are
Oh. Guys, go on Soap Central, and you'll find a comment in the GH section. From Stephen Martinez, he wrote an interesting tweet about Guza's firing.
What did he say?
Oh, let me pull this up.
Fine. Yeah, now I want to know.
We're all happy.
Yeah, Stephen Martinez, remember him.
You know, wow, and that's another thing I want to bring up. Okay, you guys, you know, a lot of people say, oh, you shouldn't be, you shouldn't be happy about someone losing their job. But you know what? I'm going to disagree with you on that because.
Carly, I'm not going to be able to hear you for a second because the band's got to go by. So hold on.
Okay.
You guys can talk, but if I don't say anything, it's because I can't hear you with all the drumming and
well,
stuff.
Well, I'll wait until the band goes by so you can hear this thing too.
You know, David, you have me wanting to go on YouTube right now and check out the scenes of Lisa.
Yes, David, see what you caused. I need my co-host here.
Yeah,
and you're making her go on YouTube.
I have been waiting for Lisa to get her.
Do you hear them?
Oh, yeah.
Damn!
Jeez. That's really loud. That's like boom, boom, boom in my ear.
Okay, David?
Yes?
David?
Yes, still here.
David?
Still here.
Yeah, I know. People are just asking you to speak up a little louder.
I can't hear
you.
Okay. Computer.
This is what Stephen Martinez tweeted. Hey, Guza, isn't this ironic? LMAO-DH. This is on the 19th. Then he wrote, Guza couldn't even write the second street. I hope DH can't try to get the favorite characters back to substance. Then when he's asked if he doesn't come back, he says, well, if he came with a nice offer, it would be a definite possibility to lose that out. In all seriousness, truly happy for DH fans. Hopefully you will see the show turn around for you.
Can you guys hear me?
Sorry.
That is funny.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, my God.
He's totally tired.
Anyway.
Still print before I get all my information, and apparently, it is...
Oh, David?
David? Yes?
Can you call back in, because people are hearing muffling background noises from you.
There is no background noise here.
Well, I know, but that's...
I can hear. There's nothing on my end.
Well, I know.
They were just saying
that David maybe could speak up a little louder. That's what they are saying this album.
Well, the problem is it's 10:30 at night. My walls are thin, and I don't want to shout so the person next door hears me.
No.
Does that make sense?
I guess.
He sounds fine to me. He doesn't sound like he's shouting at all. So I don't know what they're talking about.
Now,
he's perfectly
clear,
and I can hear everything he says, even with the band in the background. So,
oh, yeah, Seabeth goes, David goes, can you repeat what you were, because some people, I don't know, walked out of the room or whatever, what you said about... A Martinez to do or whatever?
No, not
A Martinez.
Okay.
The guy who used to be Nicholas. You know, after Tyler Christopher left the first time? Well, Stephen Martinez said, this is a couple of tweets he said, hey, Guza, is this a rock? Laugh my ass off, GH. Then he says, Guza couldn't even write to Second Street. I hope GH fans finally get their favorite characters back at Substance. Then when asked if he'd ever return to GH, he says, if GH came with a nice offer, it would be a definite possibility with Guza out. In all seriousness, truly happy for GH fans. Hopefully you will see the show turn around for you.
Wow.
So basically, he's no fan of Guza. But then again, who is?
Well, you know what?
I know it's late for the party, but it would be nice to see Franz get fired too. But the thing is, we are where we are, and that's that.
Everything
finally got rid of Guza.
I think he just got lazy. I think he just ran out of story. Right.
I think he was tired of the dictatorship shit. And
he
pretty much, put a stop to every one of Franz's idea. He came to a screeching halt. you know, and he would change it up, and it would play out for 2 weeks, and he'd change it up again, you know, and it never followed through. So I think
the best news I've heard so far is that Ingo Rademacher has been fired.
Oh, my God.
I don't think that's what Goosa is doing. Goosa can't fire someone. Can he? As a head writer,
can he really fire someone? No, he can't fire anybody. It's
I heard he was fired. Ingo Rademacher has been fired, and frankly, I'm glad for it because I have been so sick of Jack.
Oh, wait, you guys, Ari is on the line. Hey, Ari.
Well, I was just at a Walmart, and I didn't read the magazine, but I saw a picture of Jack and Brenda on the cover, and it says GH prepares to lose two of its finest or something like that.
Well, I wouldn't call Ingo I wouldn't really call Ingo one of the finest.
Well, I guess they were a great couple when they were together, so I guess the magazine, I don't know if the magazine is dictated by Franz anyway, so I don't know. Those words could have came from anybody. I don't know who did it.
Oh,
but,
okay.
That's what they're on the cover and they're leaving.
I just want to say, in the room, see Beth goes. Okay, I heard that. Oh, Nancy, they got seriously pipping the new guy, Poingo. He was fired before the decision. Nancy, they got said he was fired and he's the last writer. Originally before the new writer, I heard Zach's Miley with Brenda. You know what? To be honest, I would not mind that. I mean, you know, I mean,
I wouldn't
you know,
have
I did.
We've been hearing rumors that they were going to leave together since she got here. So, since she came back, that she was only here for a year and that she would leave with Jack. And then it was only into, like, November or something that they started talking about she had a kid. So they changed that story around, too, left and right. They screwed her, in my opinion, as well. And even though Goosa liked that character, they still screwed her, and I believe it
they
had
totally
something
screwed.
To do with Fawn.
They totally
you
screwed
know?
Brenda Duthern.
They
over.
Did.
They
did, and I wouldn't be surprised if she just says, I'll never come back or whatever, you know what I mean? Because,
I mean, look at
when
Sarah
and
Brown.
I don't blame her. I don't blame
look
her.
Look at what happened with Sarah Brown when she came as Claudia. You know, Claudia was.
Oh,
there,
I love.
So
well, the thing is, I love Claudia.
She was
priceless, and I'm sorry that she got killed off. She was my favorite character on the damn show.
I like the actress. I think that's why I like her coming out.
That's
the thing is, I like Claudia. With Sonny, the way those two interacted, they were the perfect couple. I mean, they were kind of like Gomez and Woods to Adams.
It was Carly and Sonny. It was the
No, it wasn't. Claudia is different than Carly.
You know, yeah,
ways.
I mean,
what if we're trying to think this is like we're watching
Carly. It was like watching the Addams Family. I mean, both of them were just weird, and they came from the same world. Carly never did. He didn't come from the mob.
Wait, what?
No. No, Carly came from Trailer Park.
Right, but
yeah,
you know
Carly
what I'm saying?
Right.
What I'm saying is Claudia she understood the business. She was very savvy on it. They wrote her as crazy at the end. You know, and it's sad that they
mean.
Had Michael Killer.
That's what I
My
mean.
Point is
I
that,
mean, she...
But as far as the relationship goes, I always thought that Sonny was at his best with Claudia. You remember when Anthony tried to kill Claudia and the two of them worked together and trying to fuse that bomb? Then they went home and they both didn't even say they just had a drink together. Mm. I mean, they were the perfect couple for each other. They were the perfect match for each other.
That was my point when Sarah Brown came back. They screwed her character up in the end.
I didn't really buy that whole thing, the way they wrote her as unstable and crazy. I mean, granted, the entire Carr family is crazy.
look at Anthony's car, but the point is,
it was honestly kind of sad because I could actually see Claudia opening up to Sonny Sonny was being nice, you know, for him early on in the relationship, you know?
Yeah. Ironically, it had to be Michael that killed her.
I know. And the thing is, and the reason why is because of the whole thing where Sonny blew his stack at the birthday party for Claudia about Michael's shooting. He completely, you know, ripped into her in public, and that's what drove her over the edge. And honestly,
yeah.
It would drive anyone over the edge. You know what I'm saying? The point is that Claudia actually was a decent match for Sonny in a lot of ways, and I'm sorry, but I just don't see it with Brenda. I don't see it even with Carly. And Carly and him, they're
Carly
great friends,
but
Carly and Sonny are not relating, you know, husband and wife material. They just don't fit in that
mm-hmm.
way. It's that
yeah.
friend as brother and sister type of relationship, you know, raising the kids separately, they work great. Carly has her own life, Sonny has his, you know. But when it comes to relationships, and I've watched Sonny's relationships for little years since like the dawn of time, Claudia was the perfect one, and I really didn't like the way she
was the perfect
Sarah Joy Brown's character under the bus.
They always do that. Look at what they did to Sebastian Roach when he came back for, those 3 days? That was supposed to, these were rumors forever that his coming back was supposed to, basically the script was supposed to flip again. And he was supposed to.
And again, the thing is with Guza, he has a great start, but he always falls flat.
Always. The whole concept and lead up into
Franco, the introduction of Franco was brilliant and spooky and scary.
And then,
the way they introduced Dante in the first place as Dominic and all that, then they kind of surprised he's your son. You know what I'm saying? And now they've made Dante into an idiot. Okay.
Oh, I know. He's
When Dante was undercover playing as Dominic, okay, he actually seemed to have a few brains in his head. You know, he seemed to have a few working brain cells. Now all of a sudden he's no longer undercover. He's working the PCBD and he's Sonny's son. He's acting like a complete idiot. Jason has more on the ball than Dante does, especially when it comes to the legal system. Dante's like, trust the system. Meanwhile, every time someone does that, they get screwed.
I have a question now. When do you think we're going to be seeing Garen Wolf's writing on the show?
I think we already have.
Yes and no. But Carly. Yes and no.
Why can't I have a fucking opinion on my own show because one writes it and you interrupt me?
Carly, please calm down and please don't get out.
It's okay. Calm down.
I muted him.
I think he had a few breakdowns already, but I don't think he'll have control until August. I think Goose's stuff has to play out until at least mid-July. Otherwise, the show would just be all commercials until mid-July. It has to play out. It's all natural.
He completely could do whatever he wants. Well, depending on if he goes with what Franz wants. But he could totally change whatever he wants to write, right? He could just he could do whatever he wants.
Absolutely. He can pull whatever it's called, Dynasty or whatever it was called. And it comes back. Yeah, and everybody's dreaming this whole thing. That would be the awesomest way to do it.
You guys, I'm bringing David back on. But if he doesn't let me get a little sense in this, he will be muted again.
Thanks a lot.
Hey.
Very
funny. See, you should not make me mad. That's you,
you're
problem,
the one who started
baby.
Shouting.
You?
You're the one who started shouting.
Well,
I kind of wasn't paying attention. I was texting while.
Now, let me try to answer that
good
question.
Good job, Till.
I know. I wasn't even paying attention to all what was happening.
I know is
somebody.
That people
Hello?
Were shouting and it was hard to hear everybody. So,
can I
I'm just saying that.
Can I answer the question?
Babies need that too.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi?
Yeah, we're here.
We're
here.
Here, David.
Answer your question. I can much understand that the change will be almost immediate, which means that everything that Goose has taped up until the point he was fired will play out. But that taping only goes for, like, what, a month at least? Then after that, the changeover will happen.
Maybe if I see, I have been watching Jenna Hospital, so I'm just
And again,
see
even then, this new guy, he's not exactly new. He's been around for like 15 years. He has been contributing even under Guza, so we'll be seeing some of his work even before he fully takes over. But from what I understand from the news that I've been reading, that the transfer of power happened over, no, it was just immediate, so everything that Guza's been doing, it stops after his last taping, which was the night he got fired. So everything after that will be fresh and new. It'll be under the new guy.
What's the date today? The 23rd? Is General Hospital, do they usually put them really quick on YouTube, or where can I go watch it? SoapNet?
No. You watch General Hospital. You can watch it on YouTube if you type in the date.
Or
you can watch it on the ABC site. They have the full episodes up.
Okay, I found it here on YouTube. I'm just holding
That's a great way to watch on Like to Live when you miss it.
I know. I've been watching a lot of. I've been on the John and Natalie kick, but I think I'm off of it now because of I love them and I love One Life to Live right now. So and. I'm waiting for Marty to get
her. Has always been, a slam dunk as far as the way they write their stories, the way the actors play it up.
Yeah.
GH could actually take some lessons right now from the way One Life to Live has been running things, under budget, for one thing.
Yeah.
And, it just ticks me off that ABC, I would have understood if One Life to Live had been the one spared and GH was on the chopping block, because and All My Children have both been over budget in a lot of ways, and the writing is not as good as One Life to Live. But I guess the reason was that they were both Agnes Nix's babies, and they wanted to kick the two of them off first.
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
I don't know. I haven't watched One Life to Live in a long time.
I'm loving One Life to Live.
It is. One Life to Live is fantastic these days, and today's episode where it was kind of up until Matthew started to have head problems because of his injuries he had.
I think because I got so involved with Jason and Elizabeth that I didn't want to do that to myself again. You know what I mean? I don't know about Jason and Elizabeth.
Maybe on the possibility now with the new head writer who wrote for those scenes before. But,
right.
But honestly, I think Elizabeth would probably be better off with Johnny.
Okay, number one. Why would Elizabeth be better off with that asshole?
Apparently,
Jason and Elizabeth deserve to tell. Well, Steve and Becky deserve to tell the story for their fans. They do, no matter how long GH is with us. They deserve it.
We've
been fighting and fighting and fighting, and all of a sudden she's going
to
be with someone else. No way. I don't think so.
In my opinion, Zach should go back to Australia with the sun didn't shine and just have him off a fucking screen. He had never protected Carly. He picked Carly Julia will call me, and then, oh, Jack said, oh, you have to give up Jason and Sonny for our dollar to be safe. Go fuck yourself, Zach. Go fuck yourself with Brennan as far as I'm concerned. But stay away from Liz and Carly. That's how I feel.
No way. Jason and Elizabeth deserve to tell their story. They deserve, for the fans to deserve it.
Yep.
The actors deserve it. The show deserves
mm-hmm.
it. The ratings will freaking soar. It is
yep.
time. It is our time. Not
yep.
Jason with someone, or not Jason with someone else, or Liz with someone else. They deserve to tell their story. They need, the first thing Mr. Wolf has to do is bring back Jake. That's the first thing that he needs to do. Somehow, there's like 50 ways he can do it. He needs to do it ASAP this year. And
yep.
Yes, he does. And then Jason and Elizabeth will follow because they'll co-parent for a while and they'll get closer and closer and closer and
yep.
bam.
Yep, and for all those
like
for
I
all
said,
those negative.
I may be
oh my God.
Diva,
I had a thought in my mind and you just interrupted it.
And I believe Helena has Jake.
Yep, me too. I believe Elena and
why would Helena
Franco are working together. Oh, Anthony needs a caller.
It makes sense because of Ruth.
Yep.
It makes sense because of Elizabeth. It makes sense because of Aiden. It makes sense. It just makes sense that it's her. She's done it before. She's faked
yep.
people's death before. She's faked her own
yep.
death before.
Yep.
She's capable of doing it. She had Lucky's body burnt to a crisp. Dental records identified him.
Yep.
And Lucky's alive today. So she can do it. If she can put her own son on ice, she can have Jake. And I'm sorry, but she hasn't.
Well, I'm just hoping that this Aiden paternity thing gets played out sooner rather than later.
Well, I know. They should have never killed the kid off to begin with. They should have had him injured.
I'm sick and tired of the whole thing with Lucky not knowing that Aiden is his kid. You know, I mean, they've been playing around the bush, but even Siobhan knows now. And now, I mean, everyone but him seems to know now. Maxie knows, Siobhan knows.
I know.
It's so stupid.
He was
an detective, for God's sake.
It's all freaking Franz. That's what
Franz you know
had Goose do. That's not
yep.
Goose's doing. That's Franz saying,
nope.
Do this or else.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
And if he's directing or instructing or dictating Goose's story or writings, he's doing it to every writer, not just him. No way is he just doing it to one writer. No way. Uh-uh.
No way, because you know what? I mean, I'm sorry, but, you know, do I care if the Aiden reveal never comes out? Well, you know what? In a way, I am. You know, because, first of all, we need...
There should have never been an Aiden. There should have never been an Aiden.
Yep, and...
There should be a flash, and Elizabeth should wake up in Shady Brook. And she dreamt the whole damn thing. Aiden was never born.
Exactly. And, you know, yes, for me, thinking, you know what, sorry, you guys, time is my Ariel to die. You know, Ariel 2 died for me that night in the fire. They should have never brought Lucky back, in my opinion.
No, they should have.
You know,
and when they brought back... Or when they brought back Jonathan Jackson, they should have kept Greg and they should have had an imposter storyline.
Yeah.
And they should have had both Greg and Lucky playing.
Yep.
And that could have been Helena's whole master plan.
Yep.
And that would have been a good story. But no, I mean,
self-righteous
prick thinks he's... Yeah, I don't like Lucky. I'm sorry.
I hate Lucky. I want Lucky to go...
I love Lucky.
I think he treats Elizabeth like garbage. He treats Elizabeth like garbage. He wants
yep.
her, that bloody girl in the snow that he found. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
He wants her to beg him. Yes, he should be upset.
I know.
Elizabeth has cheated on him. But
no,
he also
oh, my God.
You.
Oh, my God, David. Elizabeth cheated on Lucky. Call the presses. Oh, my God,
no,
but Lucky cheated
Lucky
on... No.
Lucky fucked Sam in her house? No, I don't think so. No. Lucky is abusive prick, and he needs
yep.
to go.
I'm sorry, but... You know what? Why was Lucky into? Oh my God! You never said this. Sir. Oh my
I
God!
Know.
You never.
Lucky.
I'm getting
you
out
never
of this.
Did wrong.
You know what?
Whatever.
I am sick
and
of this thing to Moni.
I
am sick of this thing to Moni crap.
Hate
about
it.
Lucky.
Hate it.
Yeah.
He's
you
not
know,
something.
So,
he's
I'm
fucked
sorry,
up
Lucky.
Let's
just have a point,
too.
Particularly about his father's drinking.
I'm glad that he married that Irish chick. Now they can be
yeah.
a happy couple, whatever.
Yeah.
Leave Elizabeth the fuck alone.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, if Lucky and Sam went on a mission together one day or whatever, and both of them got blown up, it would be a really good day for me because having Lucky and Sam off our screen, I would be really, really happy.
Well, they both have to witness Jason loving on Elizabeth first.
Yes.
You know what?
Yep.
They, you know what?
Then they can
awesome?
Die.
You know what would be awesome?
Yep.
If they brought back Lucy Cole and introduced her to Kate. Can you imagine two of them going at it? Lucy Cole and Kate?
Oh, I love Lucy Cole. They would ruin her.
Yeah, no. Think about
they
it.
They
would
throw her out or something.
If two of them ended up in confrontation, like, for example, over business or something, you know, that was
I love Lucy
hell, cause Lucy,
love
you know
has
what?
A way about
yeah.
her.
Oh.
Lucy has a way about her that just cracks me up.
I love Lucy.
I love Lucy's
relationship with what you may call it. Luke. I love Lucy and Luke's cokey little friendship. I miss that. You know,
yeah.
and
mm-hmm.
you know, I did my Sunny Luke.
Yes, but Luke should be in jail, number one, or at least arrested and booked into jail, but he never was, so he's getting away with killing a child while drunk,
It was ruled an accident.
Oh, my God.
It was ruled an accident? Oh, I don't think so.
No.
I don't think so.
No,
I'm not
going
to bring
either.
Personal stuff into this, but if you were to tell that to my dad, he'd punch your teeth out. That
yep.
is not an accident. I don't give a
exactly,
shit.
Exactly, it's not.
Way.
You know, but my
drunk
uncle...
Drunk or not, is not an accident. No freaking way.
No way. And yeah,
no.
My point of contention with that storyline is seven people were going down Lexington Avenue. Seven people, you know, going back and forth. No one fucking saw each other that night. Come on. Five or six people.
I'm sorry. And
you
mentioned the black sedan that went past
exactly.
her up here. Not once, not twice, but three times. So don't tell me it's not Helena. Don't tell me that Jake is dead because it's not true.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry, but yeah.
And
I
believe that skanky pole dancer knows where Jake
yep,
is.
Yep, I do too. I believe Sam is in on this from the very beginning, that little slut.
Yeah.
You know, I knew exactly. And, you know, I want a baby. I want a baby. Jason, you know what? Why don't you, Sam, go on a boat and go back to fishing or whatever you were doing before you got on the new hospital and ruined on the show?
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because, no. Uh-uh. But to say that it was ruled an accident, that's just, oh, my God, it makes me very, very, very upset right now. That's just bullshit. No way. Not in real life and not on a soap. That's why I can't ever watch something like that. This is just so, I don't know.
Yeah, I think Luke is not a crazy drunk or whatever that was out to be.
Well,
that
I don't think he's a crazy drunk, but I do believe that alcoholism is over the
top. Oh, my God, bullshit.
No, seriously.
Bullshit. No way.
No way. No freaking way.
Sam got her car washed. No, it was not Luke. I'm sorry. It was not Luke.
No,
he
wasn't. You know what?
It
was another thing.
It makes perfect sense for Elena to pin it on him as well.
And I'm a Luke fan. I'm a big Luke fan. But you know what? You know,
I like Luke because I like Tony Geary. But I'm not, you know, I think he's an awesome actor. But the getting away with hitting a child, not even 1 second in a police station after hitting a child while intoxicated? No, I'm sorry. That is unrealistic.
You know, exactly, but also what is unrealistic. Let's kidnap a 4-year boy.
And instead of going around asking for people to end his life, asking Jason to kill him, why doesn't he just turn himself into the PCPD and they'll put him in jail? But
because
no,
PCPD,
of course not. Bullshit. Anyway.
Bullshit. But what I'm going to say is, when we find out that Zeke's alive and, you know, that will be such a good day for us because all the naysayers and all the bloggers and all the, you know, stupid soap magazines, you know what? I feel like they, you know, are going to be the laughing stock of the industry because I know in my heart Zeke did not die. And David, if you say, oh, well, someone saw him on that. No, we did not see him flatline. We did not see Liz and Jason really go in that room. Yes, Jason might be looking in the window, but no. You let a 4-year-old kid. You let a 4-year-old kid see his mommy before an operation. That is such a big red flag right there.
Well, if you look at the kids that they have playing Brenda's sons, right? The first one wasn't his son, but was said to be his son, her son. Sorry.
Yep.
Then the real son looks almost identical to this other kid. So don't tell me they couldn't put a blonde child on a table and claim it's Jake and not show his face.
When it comes to transplant,
I think she had. I think it was a fake operation to begin with.
That was a real operation, and she.
Oh God, damn it, David!
Did they show it? Did they show it? They did not show it. Bullshit. They did not show it.
Fucking shit.
Bullshit.
Sorry.
It was too quick, too stupid, too rushed. I'm sorry. It's too unbelievable. It's just, no. I'm sorry. No. Sorry.
Well, again.
Never saw his body. Only saw.
Oh,
all you saw was long hair.
Is Elvis still alive, bitch?
He is alive. Someone has him. I don't know.
Yep.
I think Franco and Helena knew each other. I mean, they're both crazy. And remember, Helena knows all that shit when she was first coming back a year and a half ago.
Yep.
She knew everything about everyone.
Exactly.
So, sorry. With this procedure that bitch face had, I bet your Franco's behind that as well.
Yep.
And
you know what?
And you know what?
If it was my brother that would not let me see my own son before he went into the so-called operation, that son was like right there because
I know
he
that
didn't,
was weird
you know,
too.
He could have sneaked Elizabeth
too.
In, but they didn't because you know what? By that point, Jake's little body was not there yet. Oh, it was being swift when Jason and Lucky were talking.
Right.
Hey, can we change?
Yep.
Hey, on One Life to Live, do you think that Roger Howarth is the real Todd or what?
I don't know.
I hope not.
Sorry.
I really hope not because
either.
I am.
I hope not either. Then this whole 8 years.
But Carly, I have to go.
Okay. But I'm okay, but we are having a show on Monday. On Friday.
On Friday. Okay, hon. I gotta go. My daughter's getting in the car.
Oh, yeah, no,
okay.
I will be in the room tomorrow.
Okay, I'll see you at noon. Anybody wants to join
us? Oh, Jessica
Stiles
to the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Cool.
Carly, you can
talk to you later.
All over. Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, thanks for calling in.
Uh-huh.
You know what sucks is that A. Wright thinks that Roger House is the real Todd. But you know what?
I don't.
You know, though, how would it, well, you know, like I said, anything is believable on a soap with these writers because since Trevor St. John already played, remember when they got kidnapped and they redid the whole rape thing, you know, at the sorority and stuff, and Taya was there and, you know, the cousin kidnapped Todd or whatever and stuff. And he remembered everything. Same thing at the trial. He flashed back to everything. How are they going to write that in there that maybe, I don't know. They did it on Days of Our Lives with Roman, though. They made him believe that he was, they made John believe he was Roman with all of his memories and everything, too. So I guess anything can happen. It's a soap opera, so. But I don't want him to be the real Todd. I love Trevor St. John. Yeah, I don't know. This is really a good storyline right now. It's going to take the whole summer, I think.
I don't want Todd to be, whatchamacallit, Walter's Todd. I'm not in the mood.
They want to hear the FCC thing. What's the FCC thing?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. What is the FCC thing, people? Tell us. Talk to us.
I love
Jake
Johnson. Dude, I love... Okay. Sorry. I love him.
I love... I'm a big
Paul on As the World Turns. Did anybody like him as Paul on As the World Turns?
Yep.
Paul and Emily.
I love it. I totally love it. I totally love. Why? Yeah. Something about sending Lois back. Did Justin leave? Justin left the room. Okay. Justin was telling us about the fact that ABC, someone at ABC was sending the Lois back. That people were why he was getting so mad about how it was going down, and so he was marking it as spam or something really crazy like that. Okay, the room just got quiet. Harry, what are you doing?
I was just reading something. Someone sent me a funny little cartoon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that too, because I was never a Paul and Meg fan. I really like, Paul and Emily. I love Paul and Emily. They should have never broke up. I mean, I'm glad they got back together, but I'm still not happy how, as the return, you know, wrapped up either. And, you know, that's why I think when it all goes down about, because I believe one life of it will be saved. I hope it does.
It's hard, though, because, you know, there's just, like, a few hundred people who continue saying the same old crap over and over, and a lot of the other fans don't say anything. You know?
Well, this thing is just crazy. The whole, you know, this whole thing about counseling ourselves, you know, too, because
life lived. You know, I was shocked when you told me that, when you called me and you told me, I was like, no way in hell.
Yeah, I was like, wait a moment, no, I was that wrong, you know, but no, I was so, you know, ticked off.
Okay, I'm going to have to mute you guys because I'm going to have to mute you, okay?
Why aren't you muting me?
Because I'm, you know.
Okay. So let's see. One life a loop. I think, in my opinion, people, I would rather see One Life to Live stay on the air. You know, I want General Hospital to say, but why do I, AMC, you know, this doesn't do it for me. Why? Hasn't done it for me in years. And, so I think if they were going to end, one soap opera on AMC to be the one. I really believe so. I mean, I think, call and talk to me, please. I thought I would get more callers tonight. I mean, you know, this just sucks so I'm on the game.
I'm like fat. I'm stupid.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, you're on the air.
Hey, Carly.
Hey,
what's I couldn't you get online tonight. I played hell getting online. So I was
really?
We just had a little internet. I was plugging in and unplugging and on the phone with the cable company, and you have no idea. So I finally got on, so I'm happy now.
Well, good, because I was hoping you would call, because if you didn't, you would have booked my heart, Denise, tonight, and that wouldn't have been nice.
Oh, baby, I've been working in the chat room for about a half hour now.
Well, I know, but I wanted you to call in. I mean, you didn't text me all weekend, so, I got a question. Did Sarius ever call you?
Yes, he did.
Neither one of us called into a show.
I was just hoping, Denise, for that he didn't call you, because I was, like, looking forward to stalking him over it. And dang it. I mean, that would have been so much fun.
I guess it was the next day, or I think it was the next day. It must have been Saturday morning he called. And, you know, he's really just trying to crunch numbers, I guess, right now. And probably to see what's going on with the affiliates. But I can tell you that the website that he started, people need to start posting there and start getting on there and reading some of the stories that a few have already posted. It's really a very insightful website. And it kind of gives
definitely.
A little more information on what he's what the and the people that he's partnering with are trying to do.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that's under the Feds TV.
Yep.
F-U-D-Z. Feds David?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, David. How are you tonight?
I'm doing all right.
Awesome.
And you know how good David was the other night? Denise, but David hasn't been good tonight. He got muted. I muted him. I so muted him.
So he was in Carly jail, which is kind of like Twitter jail?
Very
yes,
funny.
It is. It is like Twitter jail. And I don't use it often, and the only one that I've ever muted is David, because David was kind of, kind of deserving to be muted.
Wasn't there one another person he used to mute a lot? Jay, remember he used to call in occasionally? And he was one, he made the show fun with you. I swear, Shirley used to say she'd get some popcorn and just enjoy the show. Him and Carly would just go at it and at it and at it.
And then
she'd bring me into it. She's like, you take this one, Terry. You take this one. Yeah.
Everybody is talking about Jake still being alive.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to think you guys are on to something.
Why is that? Is there something on?
It just makes sense.
Hey, David, why is it that you think that he's not? I mean, it's just a soap opera. Anything can happen, you know?
Oh, yes.
I've been watching soaps most of my life, and things have happened that I could not, like, wait a minute, really? You guys are really
They never showed the funeral.
Yeah, they never showed. I know.
They never showed the baby at all, not even on a gurney or anything that I can remember. I mean, I might be wrong.
Yeah. And every time they were about to go in their room, his room, they would get stopped by somebody.
I vaguely remember Steve Burton posing in Playgirl once upon a time.
What?
Okay.
Hey,
you were talking about Jake, and you're talking about Steve Burton and Playboy?
I'm sorry, I missed that.
I was thinking of, you know,
you're really trying to change the subject.
No, it's just that.
Oh, you got my attention.
Okay, well,
but anyway, that aside, the thing is, the way the whole storyline went out, there were some questions, and I can understand how you guys might doubt it, because, again, it is soap. But I think it's better off if Jake died.
Calm down. Oh, my God, David.
I just want to see why you think.
Oh, my God.
Let's hear this one.
Yes, just let him explain why he thinks. And we'll see if we don't, you know, agree. Okay, go ahead.
From a storyline perspective, this is definitely some really meaty stuff, this whole thing with what Jason's going through, what everyone's going through, and I can understand the drama of this.
Number one.
Oh, you know what? Wait a minute. Let me ask. That is an old excuse.
That is
no.
not. Everybody's going to say that. That
well,
is
come on,
bold.
Let's face it. Jason has been referred to more than one time as the boss. He has no emotion most of the time.
Well, you know, I totally disagree with that because.
Okay, you know what, David?
David,
why don't you do me a favor? Why don't you do me a favor and call Kelly Monica while you're at it and say, you know, good job, because that's the bitch who got Jake dead. But Jake's alive. Monica won't get what she wants very much longer. And for you to sit there and you sign your money and ask,
saying that. They did not have to do that. They didn't have to. They could have hit. May have the hit and run. They didn't have to kill him off because the baby could have been in a coma, and he could have been in deep coma, and then they could have still had gone through all the emotions. So they really didn't have to really kill him off for them to see everybody's emotions in the great meaty storyline. You know, I mean, because that was the character that Jake is a Quartermainist. Spencer, well, not really Spencer, but whatever, but there was so much, and they could have made the story not him killed, but like lying in a coma and them trying to,
you know,
for months and stuff, and then they still could have had, you know, the great storylines. I just don't buy that. It's just a very great storyline for.
It's a very great storyline. For Miss Monica, the slut of all universes, Sam. Oh, Jason, I want a baby. Okay, you know what, Sam? You would be the worst mother in the whole wide world. You know, I get sick and tired every day that they say that Carly is a bad mother. No.
As soon as I knew they were going there with that storyline, I just knew they were being hypocrites for writing the storyline, because basically they were telling me it was okay for... It's okay for him and Sam to have a baby or to try to have a baby, but yeah, it's not okay for Jason to have a baby with Liz or anybody else, so they basically had to sacrifice Jake. I guess being a Liz and Jason fan and being kind of biased towards this whole thing.
I don't think that was the point of it, though. I don't really think that was the whole point of it.
Well, I think it was because... I just think it was because Franz didn't, I don't know. I think it was. This whole story with Liz, Sam, Jason has been an agenda-driven storyline. And even Steve Burns said in an article in the magazine that there's going to be a lot of controversy coming up for this story for both fan bases. So that right there told me, wait a minute, you know, both fan bases are going to be, you know, I don't know. I just feel like I've been screwed so many times with Liz and Jason that this was just the last straw for me. I haven't watched the show since Jake, you know. Oh, actually, I watched the scenes between Jason and Liz, but I mean, everybody has their own opinion of how they feel, but that's just me. I don't just buy, yeah. It's just like with this whole Luke thing. All of a sudden, they're doing this storyline with Luke as the hit and run driver drunk. I never saw Luke as an alcoholic all these years. And believe me,
no.
I've been around alcoholism all my life practically. And I've seen so many people on not just alcohol but drugs period, and I've been around it most of my life, and they just threw that right in there. So we're supposed to believe that Luke was an alcoholic for years. I don't know. I don't buy that either. I mean, that they broke that for good story, for them to win an Emmy probably. But, I mean, you know, I get where you're coming with that, though, that, you know, it's good story. But I don't know. I don't buy it.
Well, I mean, think about it. It really did provoke discussion. I mean, it does provoke discussion. We're talking about this now. I was talking with some friends about this. We got streets just like that in my town, where it's poorly lit and there's potholes, and you know, kids live there. It happened. My mother and I took a shortcut one time not long ago, and we almost ran into one of those kids running in the street.
That's what happened. Well, yeah. So they could have had somebody else hit Jake. They could have had like. I would have loved to seen it. I would have loved for Sam to have hit Jake, and it would really cause a lot of conflict with Jason. And that would have been a great storyline.
dick.
You know,
I mean, he's really been conflicted. If he should, you know, I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
I know.
You know,
it, you know, the thing is, it could have gone that way, but you know, the way Goose wrote it, that's the way it is.
No, it's not the way it is. You know, it's just a vendetta-driven asshole named Brian Vaughn and Kevin Monaco, and I cannot wait for their day of reckoning. I cannot wait to see the Sam fans get what's coming to them.
Right here, somebody in the chat room said Guza stated he had to kill Jake to make Jason and Sam work. Right there. Right there. I read that somewhere, too, I think, too. Right there, that just shouted out to me, okay, they had to kill Jake.
No.
I think it was Franz and Steve that had an interview. They were doing one of those interviews. Oh, no, Guza and, was it? No, it was Guza and Steve Burton were having one of those, you know, those questions that that the fans asked. And they even asked him why he did have to kill Jake. And he said, well, you know, I lost kids, and you know, it was a great story, but you know, they didn't have to. There was more.
Yeah, they did not have to. You know, and now that Goose is gone, and we get someone that loves Laidlaw and loves, you know, Stephen Becky's book. You know, I'm sorry to say goodbye to Zay Samuel fan. One to the hills. You know, you guys got your pimp of a couple for 2.5 years. Go on. Go on, the Samuels. You know, God, you know, my prayer is that Alexa Sam family will end up in the mental hospital where she belongs when her old girl Sammy doesn't get Sam anymore.
And somebody in chat room said, said Luke was not an alcoholic. I mean, where in the past at the general hospital has Luke ever been, seen him?
He was a drunk, but not an alcoholic.
Yeah, I mean, you see, I could go drink and have socially drink and be drunk. Yeah, there's a difference between getting drunk and being an alcoholic. I mean, I can handle my liquor, and I know when to stop. I mean, I've never seen Luke totally, you know, to me, alcoholism is, I guess people have their interpretations of what I'll call it, but you grow up with it, you see it, and I never saw Luke an alcoholic.
Me either, I do
a
not.
Drinker,
you see how about when he sort of crashed and burned after or when comatose? How about the time when he burned his
Wait a minute. Anybody would drink if their wife was comatose or something. Heck, if something happened to my family, I'd probably go on a drinking binge for a little while, but I don't think that would make me an alcoholic or anything. You know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. You know? I've never seen Luke drunk. I've never seen him an alcoholic. I mean, if you're going to portray somebody, if you're going to write them an when you want to see over the years, alcoholism played out over the years, that would have been a really good story if they were going to do that. I mean, I've seen it on other soaps, like on Guiding Light, where you know they're alcoholics and they're recovering. You want to see if they're going to really do it.
Roxy is an alcoholic.
Yeah. There you go. But I mean, they just threw that in there for me. I understand how you would think, but I don't know. I just don't see, they just kind of, in my opinion, it's just my opinion and alone. I don't think he is an alcoholic. And I see a promo out there. I see a promo out there for this week. He's throwing things around. He's yelling at Lulu. I never see him through the years going off on people like that. You know what I mean? Oh, so now they're going to make an alcoholism story for him after...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he was going... We have like 30 more seconds of mail, but...
They had 5 years. It's our turn. Exactly, A. Wright. It's 5 years. They've had 5 years. It's still our turn now.
It's going to be
hey,
hard
Carrie.
To... Yeah.
What? I left you a thing in town.
What? I didn't get anything in the thing.
Oh, I will get send it to you.
Where did I just put the... Oh, never mind. I'll figure it out.
See, even A-Wright in chat room said making Luke the driver was
yeah.
a cop-out. I think it was a cop-out, too, because... I'm at a loss for words. I don't even know. You know, I mean, that the total...
Sometimes
I,
it makes you
a,
think they're trying to make you hate the show.
Yeah, I know. You know,
they
want to
make it off. I don't understand it.
I don't understand it, but do you know what I'm saying? I mean, they don't like... It's Denise, right? It's Denise, right? Am
yeah.
I getting your name right? Okay. But you know what I'm talking about? They just, like, threw it in there. I never
yeah.
seen Luke...
Like, all of a sudden today, Luke's an alcoholic.
Yeah. Where was
he?
He
hasn't been Luke for the last 25 years, but today he's an alcoholic.
Yeah. That's like,
yeah,
me.
Yeah.
That's like me. I'm a murderer today, and I was, no, you know what I mean?
She had a transplant, and she got out of the hospital the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's so many
holes in the hospital bed right after surgery. They just really...
I mean, yeah, it was great
for the viewers to look
I
stupid.
Mean, it's a great story for the actors. I mean, Steve Burton's bringing it on with Luke, with Anthony Geary.
Oh,
I mean,
hell yeah,
Jonathan.
You can't blame the actors.
Yeah.
The actors
I mean,
are doing
story.
It.
Yeah.
It's almost like they said, you know what? These stories are so stupid, we're going to act them so well that they're not... That the writers aren't or Franz, it's like they're doing it intentionally. They're pulling their A game out.
I know.
Intentionally saying we don't care what you write for us. We're gonna blow it out of the water.
I know. I mean, you know, it's like, come on. When I found out when they were saying that Luke was gonna be and he was drunk and they were gonna have an intervention with him, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. Okay, wait a minute. You're trying to convince me, a fan of Luke and Laura, a fan of Tony Geary over the years, that he's a drunk? I'm not, you know? It's just like, okay, whatever, you know? I don't
wait
know.
Wait a minute. Who said that? Let Sam be with Dante.
Let Sam be with Dante?
Where's that you find that?
Let Sam be with Dante. Well,
yeah, that's not going to happen.
okay.
I'd rather Sam be with, like...
You never
rather...
know. I pray that Dante and Sam get together because the two most hypocritical...
Totally. You can't possibly be serious. I'm a huge
Dante
fan.
Yeah, I am.
You're a huge what fan, Denise? Are you got your huge what fan?
Dante,
Lulu, you know what,
Denise?
Well,
I
know why she's... I was a huge Dante fan, but...
Well, I like Dante. I don't like the way he's been written into being an idiot.
Yeah,
you know,
I guess this is the way they're writing him right now that I don't understand why they're making him...
Dante
the
writers,
not the actors.
Yeah, it's the writers, I know. It all comes down to the bad writing. It's the bad writing, and hopefully the new writer is going to totally... Start fresh, you know, with his story.
Forgive me on this. I don't follow, like, who writes what. I mean, of course I knew who Guza was.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just know a lot of the ones that, you know, have been on the internet with the folks and all the boards and all of the websites and all of this is all kind of new to me. So
yeah.
I don't really, like, follow who writes what. This writer that they have replacing Guza, am I understanding that this, is it a man? I don't even know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
is
he's a man.
Did he used to write for GH?
He's been writing for GH for the last 15 years, but he's now head writer. He also wrote for a couple of shows that I like, too. So
he wrote, like, especially when they had their writer's strike, because
yep.
when Zuzza had to set, he wrote a lot of
yep.
for the 3 months
and
of
so
the show.
Actually, some of the better scenes from GH was done in a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, and he's probably someone that's familiar with the history of GH then.
Right, that's why I think this is a good thing, a very good thing,
I think so, too. I think it might be a good thing that he's come in there, because during the scab writing time, you know, when they had the writers, this show was a lot better.
He was the one, actually.
Oh, my God.
I know.
If I remember correctly, it was around that time during the writer's strike and everything, that Lucas came out.
What was that?
Wasn't there in the writer's strike that Lucas came out during around that time?
Oh, Lucas.
No,
yeah.
Lucas? No, Lucas. Bobby's son, Lucas?
Yeah.
No, he wasn't in the writer's. No, he was gone long before that, wasn't he, Carly?
No, I could have sworn he was around during the writer's strike.
No, Mom.
Carly, was Lucas around during the writer's strike or no?
No, Gavin was.
Huh?
Gavin was doing the writer's strike.
No.
Gavin
no,
wrote everything
no,
during
no,
the writer's
no,
strike.
No, what we're asking was Lucas, because David said that Lucas came out during the writer's strike.
Wasn't it during that time that the character came out as gay? It was during that time,
no,
I think?
Or did that happen before the writer's
strike?
I know
it happened before. It happened before.
Okay. I don't remember it happening during the writer's strike either.
I don't remember exactly everything that happened during that time, because there was a lot going on. A lot of my shows that I liked got canceled because no one was writing.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's why I was worried about the soap operas. I was like, okay, now what's going to happen with them without the writers? You know? And this poor Garen Wolf now, I was reading about what a lot of the writers about what happened with Guza, and he got fired, and they're saying that, you know, this guy, Garen Wolf, walked the picket lines, and, you know, and so he kind of, like, in a sense, betrayed the writers or whatever. Not betrayed, but you know what I mean. Somebody had to write the damn show.
Well, of course. Otherwise, you know, we would all be stuck.
I know. And then the damn soap operas would be in repeat.
God help us.
Yeah. Maybe it would have been better. Maybe not better. Did you see in the chat room where it said just Sam forever, bye? Oh, my God.
Because I called her out.
Well,
I called her out because what she did last time in here, you know, she went straight to the Sam Radio host and said that I was saying this whole thing about Sam and Kelly Monaco and what a bad person I am.
You know,
You
know what? They go bash Rebecca and they bash Liz the same way I go into that
That's
show.
Right.
They're worse. Yes.
You want to know who I think would be a perfect Jason couple, Jason pairing?
Who?
Go to this link, http://i.imgur.com, capital
what
L.
What were you saying?
Go to this link, http://i.imgur.com.
Okay, hold on. I have to go out onto my desktop is really slow. I'm waiting for my battery for my laptop to get in the mail.
This would be the perfect.
What is it? www.what?
It's http://i.imgur.com.
You know what? I can't. I have to see it written out. I can't. This HTTP. HTTP what? Colon?
Yeah, the colon, then the two lines, four slashes.
Slash.
Right. I
as in what I dot I M G U R.
I M what? I M A?
No, I M G U R. G as in Greg.
I M G D?
G as in Greg.
Oh, okay.
I M G U R.
U R. .com.
Yep, slash.
Hey, Denise, are you still here?
I am GR.com slash.
Capital L.
Oh, shoot. Wait a minute. I thought you were done and I entered.
Okay, David, send me in a DM and I can give to Joey.
Okay, that's easier.
No, I'm just curious what he's talking about. What did you say? This would be a great couple? What were you saying before?
Yeah,
for
Jason. This would be a perfect pairing for Jason.
Okay, what was that colon slash? What was after dot com slash?
Hold on. Let me send Carla the DM. Let me send Carla the DM so you can forward it to you guys, okay?
Forward
it
to
Carly.
Yeah?
Okay,
yes,
here we go, Carly.
Oh, no, I just, so I wanted to know if you went to Disney, Orlando this weekend and passed out more flyers.
Spending.
No, I didn't have any flyers. I had to get a new ink cartridge for my printer, but I did go and I talked to, like, everybody.
So how did that go?
Check your DM.
A lot of people are really receptive to it. Even people that don't watch the soaps, you know, they get it. You just tell them it's like taking someone that's been married for 40 years and
all
of a sudden they're wanting a divorce.
Yeah.
You know?
And all of a sudden you guys were happy and all of a sudden you're getting a divorce. Okay.
And you have no idea what happened. You're just sitting there like a deer in the headlights.
I know.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That would be like them cutting my favorite primetime, like Vampire Diaries or Glee. I'm like, okay, that was out of the blue, you know?
Those of you who do not follow me on Twitter, my street name is IntoDust77.
What is it?
Do you not have chat, David? I'll put it on the board.
I don't have Twitter. So, well, I share Twitter with Carly. So.
Yeah, she does. So.
But
what is the number, David? I don't remember.
The screen name is IntoDust77.
What is it? Seven?
Yes, 77.
77.
Yeah, IntoDust77.
I gotcha. You're on there.
It's my favorite song, and it's also my birth year.
Oh, you're 70. Oh, my God. I feel so...
You're a baby.
You know what?
David, you know what I just thought of? How can you be a Raven fan and say that they should have died? No true-blooded Raven fan is going to say they should have died. No,
David, why would you ever
say that?
Hold on, David. Are you a Liz and Jason fan or are you a Jason and Sam fan?
Well, you know, honestly, I'm not really a fan of either. I mean, in some way.
Well, I guess,
they both have some qualities, but
Let me tweet this.
I sent it to Carly. I'm sending it to everyone else who follows my tweets. Sending it now.
Oh, well, I guess if you had a girlfriend in real life, all you would want that girlfriend to do was, let's go get coffee and Chinese food and sit on the couch. And, you know, your butt prints will be on the couch forever. I guess that's right. I forgot. A girlfriend that kidnapped you, fired, and was him dead on numerous occasions. I guess that's why the Sam fan likes Sam and Jason.
the thing is that Jason and Sam back in the day were probably better, but they're not bad. They're not good now. Back in the day, I could see where the
every couple has good times and bad times. I mean, look how the sponsor managed to survive Lisa.
And you know, Jason and Sam, when they wrote Sam kidnapping, or the kidnapping storyline was, even though she didn't kidnap the baby, it was just the worst thing. That was
really bad. Did anyone get the link yet?
Huh?
Did anyone see the link yet?
Oh, Sam did not get a kid. See, we're not even because taking care of the dog. Okay.
I know, but you know, when they had Jason forgive Sam after like that, after what she did, it took him fucking 10 years to forgive Robin Scorpio of telling the truth. And for Jason, he would have killed if Sam had done that 10 years ago or something. Say he had a kid with Liz 10 years ago and she had done that. Well, she hasn't been on the show for 10 years, but I mean, she would have been 6 feet under or in the ocean or in the lake.
Yeah.
I just don't buy
you know,
these characters. I don't understand.
But then Miss Monaco probably gives Fawn the blowjob and has sex with them every day. That's why you got that nasty of a couple.
Did you say McMonaco? Did you say McMonaco?
Yes.
Okay. You have McDonald's on your mind, huh?
Yes.
No, but I mean, I just don't understand why anybody even likes Jason and Sam this 500th time around.
Yeah, I
don't even understand being, I mean,
this is a cute one.
Okay. I don't know if I was being laughed at or.
No, I was looking to my Twitter. I was looking to my Twitter feed.
I
hated the picture. It's hysterical. Has anybody pulled up the link that David sent you?
No. What is it again, David? Repeat me, because somebody on the telephone didn't send me it.
He sent it to everybody's Twitter account.
Oh, okay, never mind. I thought you were talking about
it. Oh, God, that is sick. That is sick. A picture of Sam, Super Tina Lucky, oh, God, now I'm going to go throw up.
Oh, you know what, David? Stop. Even though I'm not seeing it, I can't. No. 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 Steven and not, Jason and not Lucky. Come on.
Oh, my God, you are so sick, David.
Yeah. I could not even see that. I'm sorry. I can't. Maybe more Sunny and Jason, but not.
I know.
More Sunny and Jason because they've been in each other's orbit since Jason Morgan. You know, since Steve Burton played Jason Morgan. But
this is just a classic photo, though.
I don't have the Twitter. I'm not on the Twitter, so I can't see what you guys are looking at. So.
It's a very young picture of Steve and Jonathan.
Oh, God,
very
I mean
young.
Both.
Hey, David, okay, now, have you seen that show Out of This World with Steve Burton?
No, I can't say if I have.
What?
I can't say if I have, sorry.
If you go on YouTube, Steve Burton play, he would play the high school student, his hair, he's got the long hair. Oh, it was a funny show. That's where I saw him from. He's still like he was so skinny and got white hair.
Is that
white
something you can
hair.
Find online?
Yeah, if you go on YouTube and go Out of This World, it'll have him on, YouTube and just, you key in Out of This World or something, Steve Burton, and it should come up. And he's so fit. He's funny. He's actually funny in this show. I love that show. That's where I first fell in love with Steve Burton. I'm like, wow, this guy's hot. And then I think he went to Days of Our Lives after that, I think. It was like 1988.
Yep.
It was a 1988 show or whatever, you know.
Out of This World. Wasn't that the show about the girl whose father was an alien?
Yeah. That's the one.
It's from the 80s.
Do you know?
Oh my God, that brings back so many memories.
20 years.
Huh?
Steve has been on GH for 20 years.
I know. Isn't that? I know.
That's ridiculous. I can't believe it's been 20 years. He's still new to me. And
I know. Is he still? How long have you been watching General Hospital, Denise? Have you been watching
it forever? I'm 45. I've been watching it probably since I was 12 or 13.
Yeah,
so,
a long time. Yeah, me too. Well, I kind of watch it on and off in the 80s, like Luke and Laura times and stuff, but just on and off. But I really started watching it in the 90s, you know.
I watched it this whole time, and General Hospital is the reason why I had to skip 6th and 7th period in high school when I knew the Sonny and Brenda wiring tape thing was coming out. I found myself thinking, and I remember this, should I go to study hall, or should I go home and see what happened with Sonny and Brenda? Sonny and Brenda won. Sonny and Brenda won every time. I would sneak in my bedroom window. I would leave it unlocked, and I would go to the TV in my room down really low in case someone came home. And one time someone did come home, and I hid in my closet until they left. Because logically I was supposed to be in school, but, you know, General Hospital did that to me. You know, I mean, every time. I mean, and I think if Liaison was on my screen when I was in high school, those days when they were, I don't think I would have wanted to study hall then, because Liz and Jason are the best couple ever. The second best couple is, in my eyes, John and Allie. Number three, Victoria and Billy. Number four is Melody and Brady from Days of Our Life. So, I mean,
my five is Jason and Liz. My second is Jonathan and Tammy. My third, Beau and Hope, I think. My fourth is Meg and Ben from Sunset Beach. And my fifth, God, there's a fifth in there somewhere, Danny and Michelle from Guiding Light. Oh, my God, I love Danny and Michelle. Now, that was a good mob storyline on Guiding Light.
You guys, you want to hear something bad? I keep checking the Facebook. Well, Terry knows why. My sister-in-law is supposed to have the baby any day now, and you know, she's like 5 days over, you know, and so I'm like every hour or two, I find myself going to check the Facebook, even though my mom said when she goes in labor, I will call you. Well, I'm always the last kid to know anything in the family. So, yeah, I want to trust my mom on this. But I have experience, like, oh, my God, what if they don't tell me? And I'm so excited for her. Well, they've decided to name her maybe Olivia, but I'm trying to get things to either Rebecca or Liz.
I wonder why.
I know.
Rebecca or Elizabeth.
I know, yeah. I mean, but you know what? Maybe that would be too confusing. Think about this. Ariana, Eli, and Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah.
But no, I've just been waiting.
You want to see Steve Burton back in the day in a series? It's called Out of This World Channel on YouTube, and you could catch out the season. There was 4 seasons.
Oh yeah, it's there.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I haven't watched yet. I'm waiting for we're done.
It was a really good show. I loved that show. When it was ended, I was like, yeah. Huh?
I'm gonna go to sleep with that tonight. Did I know yet the last time I talked to you that I was going to go see Fort Chalk at the fan club weekend? My girlfriend got us the VIP.
Wait, Denise. Are you telling me you're going to go see Prozac?
I'm going to go, but I'm also getting the whole shebang. We're doing the whole thing where you meet them and...
Okay,
and
Denise. Denise,
yes.
I love you. I love
you.
Okay. Okay. Now, this is real. I'm going to, you know, this Tail Bradford. Remember how much fun you had?
I already planned to plug the show to him. I saw your tweet last night.
I chose those of you because if I saw Scott Reeves and Bradford and Steve in the whole same little thing, I think I would faint.
I'll try.
I think you could.
I can't wait to
see when Lulu's playing the Haunted Star.
I told you gotta get me some kind of cards or something. I'll get you my address.
I bet you Kylie used to have dreams where she's sandwiched between Jason and Spinelli, huh?
I'm going to be sandwiched in them.
You're not funny. You're not funny, Joe.
I am
very sick.
I had a weird dream lately about these characters on One Life. I have had a dream where One Life, the characters of One Life to Live and characters of DH are in the same dream. It's so weird.
No,
it's weird.
I can handle that, especially if you had Mr. McVane.
Don't get started on Don. Okay, Michael Easton. Oh my God, I love him.
Yep. I had a dream that was really weird the other night that I was. Someone told me to take over Loveline, that show that used to be there. But I had all these in a hospital and One Life to Live calling to Loveline to ask me how I could fix their soap opera character's mess. Yeah,
okay.
And in my dream, when it came to Bradford, he goes, okay, so I'd be with Maxie or someone new. I'm like, no, you just need to be with me.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that was like, I have weird dreams like that.
I think that he is going to be with Maxie. There's spoilers out there. He's even said in
you know what?
That.
You know,
yeah.
If that is true,
Memorial Day.
If Spixie gets back together, I will do the biggest happy dance in the whole wide world because I love Spixie too. So
I love Spixie too, but I was actually looking forward to a Maxie and Lucky relationship for some reason.
Well, I think we could have a triangle. That would be cool.
No, I was thinking that they could sacrifice Liz and Lucky at the time. That would be really good for us because then she'd go back. Well, they probably
exactly.
Want to somebody else on the show for Liz. But poor Liz and Jason, they can't get a fucking break on the show, can they, to be together? I think that's what pisses me off all these years is that we have been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Michael and Abby break up.
Years.
Oh, David, did you need to go? David, I am so sorry to hear that.
Who broke up?
According to this, Michael and Abby are going to break up.
Michael and who?
No, Michael and Abby.
Oh, good.
Oh, they're going
to break up. Oh, good. Thank God.
Yeah.
I hated them. I could not
stand
Michael and Abby.
They were good for a minute.
They were good for, yeah, well, I didn't like him, but I just didn't like Abby because she was brought on by Sam to get into she hired her to get into Michael's fucking business, and anything related to Sam, I'm sorry, but I can't get into that.
I mean,
I don't know, it's just Sam McCall has ruined every scene. I couldn't even enjoy the Liz Jason scene when they were in the hospital because Sam ruined it for me.
I had to
close my eyes to Sam and try to enjoy the scene between them or the scene between Jake and Jason, period. I could not. I had to forget that Sam was even there.
Yep.
She ruined it for me. I can't even watch Spinelli.
I know. That's my point in contention, people. What was I going to say? Oh, Denise.
Oh, Finale's going to have a good storyline this year.
Who?
Finale, he's going to have a good storyline in mid-June.
That's what I heard.
He's going to tie into the whole Lisa nonsense.
You know what, though? I'm just going to wait. And I'm just going to enjoy one life to live right now.
And Roy and I cannot wait for Ray Bond to get back together for the reveal at Zeke. Yes, that's a yep. That happened, David. Oh my God, David, you think I'm gonna be hard on your ass about you were seeing Zeke die now? I mean, you're glad Zeke died. When we find out Zeke's alive, I'm going after everyone that has ever said, oh, they were glad. Oh, it was a good thing for the soul. I'm going up against every idiot who ever said that.
She's going to say, see, I told you so, peoples, and you didn't believe me.
Yeah, exactly.
And
I will have fun. I will have so much fun with that.
I can't stand when people do I told you so. It makes them sound like they're the perfect people in the world, that they're always right. But, you know.
Oh, come on. I have to do it.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. But I'm sorry. But in real life, when people say I told you so, I even tell my friends, I go, don't you even say it. Don't you even say I told you so. That's just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
And then they joke and they say, didn't I tell you so? No, you didn't.
Exactly. Yeah, Denise, you better come on Friday night on the show because, you know, who knows? It's a long week. Things could happen.
You never know. But
yeah, maybe.
Maybe
by this time Friday, maybe Fonz will get in a terrible, terrible accident. And yeah.
That would just be terrible.
No, I know. But you know what, though?
Maybe he'll slip up on his soap in the shower and hit his head.
No,
you guys, I don't think I've ever really trained this, but when Days of Our Life was going downhill, and the writer of the one that was screwing up there was Zane Lee Riley. I mean, not Zane Lee Riley. Yeah, I think it was Zane Lee Riley, the producer, whatever. Yeah, no, it was Riley. Okay, it was Zane Lee Riley. I was getting so mad because he was letting all the best go and everything. So one night I prayed and say, God, please take care of, Riley, because he's called the Days of Our Life fan so much heartache. 2 months later, he dies on the operating room, and he doesn't make it through surgery. I, to this day, think I really killed him. That's because I made this little pill, and then 2 months later, he dies. So, I don't know. Maybe I do have power.
There you go.
Oh, my God. Yeah, really.
Okay, fine. I know how bad it sounds praying for something like that. But I was mad, and I was upset. And, you know, I just wanted that problem to go away. Exactly.
I can live with your sins. I can live with your sins, Carly. Say your prayers, please.
Well, you know what? It's like when we were at Disneyland, and we were going on all the rides, and we were at Disney, I kept thinking,
I'm thinking,
if I ran into Franz here and someone accidentally ran him over with, like, a scooter or something, you know, whoever did that would get, like, I don't know. That would get something. Okay, and you guys, I'm living on 90 minutes of sleep. We were on this haunted, what was it, Terry? The one you went with Sophie. No, when you sat by Sophie and I sat by my mom, that one.
Oh, like was the it the Tower of Terror?
Yeah. And I'm like, during the ride, I'm like, oh my God, if I don't make it out of here, I cannot deal with spawns. Oh, I cannot get things all back together. That ride, you guys, is like really, really, really good. But
that's fun. That's fun. And her little niece is like, she's so cute. She's so tiny. And I was like, holding on to her really tight, and she was holding on to me, and I was doing most of the screaming on that whole ride. It's so funny.
Yeah, so was I, and you know, I'm jealous of you, Denise, because, I mean, I would not mind going to Disneyland like every couple of weeks just to go on.
No, even if I live right near Disneyland, like 15 minutes
away.
To go, I used to go there all the time. It cuts.
Right
so.
Now, it's 92 degrees outside. And
damn.
I am being found. We had company here this weekend, and I had to go to Walt Disney World Saturday evening from 6 to 10:30, and I was miserable.
Yeah.
Well, miserable.
I know. I can just imagine.
Wait, why did you have to go? Why did you go?
Because people were here visiting. I have another group that started called the Soap Nuts for the last Super Soap weekend. And there's a handful of the ladies that still keep in touch. And
one of them
from Texas came in for the weekend with her son and her grandson. So, you know, I have another girlfriend, Peggy, that lives here. She's a soap nut, too. So we got together and went over and saw our friend Ezra.
What is it? Soap nut?
I guess the soap nut chat board officially ceases to exist tonight.
I can't believe that.
I'll tell you now if they took it down or not. But that's where I met all my very dear friends.
Soap nut? Is it called soap nut? I guess that's what
we are the soap nut. But we started a thread on the soap nut chat board.
Oh, that's cute. Soap nut. I like that.
But we were, we were capital S and a capital N, soap nut.
And you know, I don't know. It's just, I like, that's a cute title for that. Because, you know, we're all soap nuts, you know.
And the message boards are gone.
Really?
Yep.
Why? Okay, Denise, this is going to sound like a really dumb question, but
yeah, we ask them
why take the message board if SoapNet's going to be on mail for a couple more months?
The board is still up. The SoapNet site is still up. I'm crying. But 3 years of chatting between my friends and I are gone.
I'm sorry.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And you know what? Another thing I want to say that is really shitty is, you know, I guess Thursday or Friday on The View, Sandra Wilson of Faith, a baby from Grey's Anatomy is a lot of all my children and AMC and DH. You know what Barbara Walters did? She cut her off.
Oh, I heard something about that.
Oh, yeah. You know, Barbara Walters, you should have gone and, you know, I love Weed This filming. So I would rather see Weedless for the next 5,000 years than Bubba Walters' ass kissing Brian Fonda's.
Yeah.
Oh, he was crying, she tells her audience. BS.
Sure.
No. David, you're being quiet.
I know, David.
I'm working on something, so I'm a little busy.
Oh,
David.
David gets distracted.
Yeah.
I'm just working on my Twitter.
I understand, though, because I have, like, seven tabs open right now. I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Well, actually, I'm just trying to decide who I should mute right now. I've got 50 million things here. Some of them are just crap things that people retweet me and that I don't want to hear. So I'm deciding, should I do should I mute a topic or just mute people? Because you know how it is. Sometimes people just send crap you really don't want to know about. Like, for example, I'm hearing things about Justin Bieber I didn't really want to know about.
Oh, you know what? My niece said today, she came into my room before the show started, she said that Leonardo DiCaprio and this girl from The Gossip Girl are dating. What's her name? Blake Lively.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, well, since I really don't need to hear about Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez right now.
I have never been a big fan of, you know. Denise, what were you going to say?
I was thinking about maybe calling it a night.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
For the party.
Okay, I'll take care of that.
Yeah.
Early, you know.
Okay. Yeah, Denise, you know, you can text me sometime. I mean, yeah.
I don't know your, I only know this phone number.
Remember on Friday? Do you remember on Friday?
Reminder, Carly, you and I need to call and decide to show tomorrow. He was missing us. We didn't call in last Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah, Carly and I didn't. I went to bed
Carly,
early and Carly forgot, I guess.
Did Carly forget, Carly? Did you forget?
Carly,
huh?
Carly is not perfect. Carly is not perfect at all. Carly is not perfect when she's living on 90 minutes of sleep.
Yeah, but that was last Tuesday. You were supposed to call in, right?
I guess. Whoops.
David just couldn't make it, right, David?
Yeah, I was exhausted. I went straight to bed.
Okay. Well, you could have just said hi, called in and say hello.
No, I went to bed early. You know, honestly, lately my sleep schedule's been all screwed up. It's ridiculous.
My sleep schedule is, I think we could beat your sleep. I could beat the, because I don't have my laptop is not working right now. The guy that I get to fix my laptop, he needs ordered a new jack for it. So the plug-in part doesn't work, and then the battery's low, so I can't really be on it. But when I do have it working, I'm up until 4 or fucking 5 in the morning on a weekday. And then when I don't have my laptop, I go to bed a little earlier than that. But, yeah, my sleep pattern's really screwed up right now.
Yeah, it kind of sucks.
Yeah, especially it's going to be screwed up, especially if I get whenever I get a full-time job or if I have to get another part-time job in the morning or whatever. How am I ever going to get up?
Speaking of Leonardo DiCaprio, I went to a store and I picked up a VHS copy of Titanic the other day for like $4.
Yeah, see me.
I haven't seen that movie in a while.
See that. Sorry.
Do you remember how crazy people got when Titanic first came out?
Yes, they watched it like 500 times. I was only watching it once. I could only watch it once was enough for me. I mean, they went to the theater. They spent movies.
I know. My mother was obsessed with it. I went to the theater like five times with her.
Well, actually, the only movie that I saw twice is because me and my niece, Tanya, she's like 27 now, but Clueless came out and Mortal Kombat. I think it was Clueless. We went to see twice because we were just in love with that movie. So that was the only movie
You have to admit, Leonardo DiCaprio isn't a bad looking guy.
Yeah, no, me and my friend love him. To this day, we love him, especially his recent movies that he's been in. Yeah. Yeah, he's a really good actor. And then, yeah, especially in Romeo and Juliet. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I bought the thing, and I'm like,
should I watch it? Shouldn't I? I haven't seen it in so long.
But you know with me, though, I can watch, though people, I know somebody, I have a friend, she can't buy movies or watch these or do that because she doesn't like watching more. Well, certain movies she'll buy, but she can't, she doesn't understand how people could watch movies 100 times, whatever. She'll only watch it a couple times and that's it. So she hardly buys.
When I get movies, get them, like I said, like when they're like discounted or,
I don't even think she'll do that.
Or, and the rest of the stuff I usually watch on like Netflix or what have you.
Yeah, me too.
You know, but you know, my favorites like Constantine, Fried Green Tomatoes, stuff like that that I pop on in the background sometimes when I'm doing something like cooking or something. I mean, my God, how many times I popped in the back of the Future trilogy just because I know I know every line by heart. I'm a huge Back to the Future fan.
I have so many DVDs in here that I don't even watch. I buy them on the $5 thing, and I never watch them. I have, like, what, Just Married, I have Wimbledon, I have 13 Going on 30, An Officer and a Gentleman, 27, The Italian Job.
Well, you know what the thing is?
I haven't even seen it.
It just pisses me off, this whole soap thing, and I'll tell you why. Some of the movies that Disney has done, they're good. I'll admit it. They have made a few good hits. Beauty and the Beast, for example. You know what I'm saying? They've done. You know what I'm saying? Some movies that they've done have been great. And one of them was Cars. I loved Cars when I first saw it. The music was phenomenal for it. And now they're going to do a sequel of it, and like, oh, I can't even enjoy it because I'm still mad at Disney for canceling my hopes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I think the very first animated movie that I saw with a friend of mine, one of my best friends, was Beauty and the Beast at a doll, like a cheap theater.
It was the first animated movie I ever saw. I love Beauty and the Beast. As an adult.
I'm sorry. I used to see Cinderella and all them when I was little, but as an adult, the Beauty and the Beast was my first animated movie.
The thing about Beauty and the Beast that I loved was the way the background was, ballroom scene, how everything was panned like that. It was just beautiful work.
Yeah.
From an artistic standpoint, that was just brilliant stuff. And then Lion King, what they used with the computer stuff to make all those wildebeests and the stampede.
Yeah.
Disney does a lot of good stuff, but the problem is right now I'm not entirely happy with the company, with the way that they're running things,
I'm old school animation, so like the Beauty and the Beast kind of things, and I like that kind of animation, like the Cinderella animation, and now the animations it's like supposed to be like, I don't know how to describe it, more live animation.
Yeah, well, I like some of their animation stuff, but the old school kind of animation is good too in its own way. I mean, like for example, you know, I loved Roger Rabbit. I absolutely adore Who Framed Roger Rabbit, because in the mix of live action and animation, that was great.
Yeah. You know, you guys, I have to call an Iberly because Terry, remember, I have to make that phone call.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'll call it a night.
Okay, bye guys. Bye-bye. Bye.